This is our Georgia Health News Weekly segment. I'm Victoria Knight.
And I'm Andy Miller.
Andy, today we're talking about opioid usage in Georgia. So parts of Appalachia, including West Virginia, Kentucky, and then some other states like Ohio, have been particularly hurt by this epidemic. But over the past couple of years, what has opioid usage really looked like here in Georgia?
Victoria, it hasn't been as much per capita opioid overdoses as we've seen in other states, but it's still high, and it's still considered an epidemic here in the state. It can take many forms, from heroin use through painkiller use and through fake painkiller use. And what we had here in 2014, we actually had more opioid deaths than we had car crash deaths. And it's really gotten public health officials alarmed, because it doesn't just have like a set socioeconomic group that it hits. It targets every strata, from the rich down to the poor. And it's something that our state and other states and the federal government is really trying to target.
Do you know about what public health practitioners are doing here in Georgia specifically to address it?
One of the biggest things that's happening out there in the community is the use of Narcan or naloxone, which is like an anti-overdose drug that's being used by law enforcement and first responders in the case of overdoses. That's been a huge development, and it's actually saved lives in communities all over the state.
Okay, well, one of the scariest parts of opioid addiction is that people may sometimes go out onto the street to buy the drug when they can't get it through a prescription any longer. And sometimes this means they may be buying drugs that are a mixture of different substances or have really strong substances inside of them, like fentanyl or carfentanil. We've recently had some cases in Middle Georgia of people overdosing from drugs that contained possibly stronger substances. Can you tell us about those cases?
There were two cases, as you referred to, Victoria, in Middle Georgia. And in June, there were actually up to five deaths that were associated with these like street pills. They were kind of an analog of fentanyl, very similar to fentanyl, which is a powerful opiate. There were dozens of people hospitalized in that rash of overdoses, and it actually drew national attention. And something very similar happened in August, and very close to where the first episode happened, in Houston County, where eight people overdosed on a street pill that was basically masquerading as a painkiller. It had the same ingredient, the cyclopropyl fentanyl, that the other pills did back in June. This time, though, no one died, fortunately, from these overdoses. They were treated at a local hospital, and they've all been released. But it's interesting, the GBI has said that they haven't seen these fake pain pills in any other area besides the Macon, Warner Robins area of Central Georgia. Fortunately, the folks had the Narcan naloxone anti-overdose that was administered to these patients, and that probably saved some lives.
All right, Andy. Well, thanks so much for talking with me this week.
Thanks for having me.
That's Andy Miller with Georgia Health News. I'm Victoria Knight with the WUGA Health Desk. You can listen to this episode and past episodes on our website at wuga.org. Any opinions expressed in this program may not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA FM.